Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Create here inside your brain, inside of your life, inside your family, inside you, everywhere. That holiday, there's so much. Well, there's the feeling of Christmas, but there's a lot of other good feelings that go with this holiday season, not just this year, but every year, I think. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along for the ride with Jay Kirshner and you as we present this Tuesday, December 13th, in its entirety, as much as we can. Here's the story, speaking of Christmas, of a man who's 95 years old. He got 13,000 cards after the death of his wife who loved Christmas.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. This is a Rhode Island fellow, needed help to keep his spirits up during the Christmas season after his wife passed away. So his name, George Dowling. His family and friends and thousands of strangers, too, went the extra mile to make it a Merry Christmas, Merry Holiday season. Putting out the call for Christmas cards has become an annual tradition for Susan Brito, who is her 95-year-old father's primary caretaker these days. Story in today's Washington Post about Christmas and his wife. 70 years they were married. Her name was Lucille. They even decorated a tree the day after Thanksgiving in her honor. 2013 is when she passed away, just before the holiday. He took down all of their decorations and he said, I'm done. Not celebrating anymore.
She was the one that always wanted it done, a lot of it. She would do all the cooking, and they'd have everybody come over to their house. They were the ones who had the party for all the holidays. And he said that for him, she was Christmas.
Yep, that's a nice thing. I miss my wife. Yep, did all the cooking, had all the people come. So the daughter, Brito, who is 64 years old, says that, this experiment, we tried it to see if loved ones would send him Christmas cards because he loves getting the mail. So Christmas cards, nice. Everybody gets, I got a couple of Christmas cards yesterday, including one that really connected me to my past. A picture of me with the first farmer that I was connected to, lived across the street from me. I was driving the Farmall H. And there was a trailer on the back, and he had his grandchildren on the trailer as they were picking up hay. I don't remember the picture ever being taken. I don't remember ever seeing it. I called my daughter, and I sent her a copy of the picture. And then there's another picture of me with Tony, my wife, the kid's mother, and my sister and her husband. They got married 50 years ago this past weekend, and they lived with us in the house on the farm the first couple of years of their marriage. And it was, Megan just roared with laughter looking at the lamb chops. And I had sideburns down to my cheeks. I think I said that. You posted it. Anyway, and the picture of me, with me on the tractor, looks kind of the same. But the point is that there are so many different ways you can get a smile or a chuckle out of people this time of year if you just think about what it means to them. If you're not just thinking about yourself, but you're thinking about them and what the holiday means to them, and is there something that you can send along that will make this even brighter, this time of year even brighter than it might otherwise be? Open up your hearts. Make it a real holiday. That seems to be what this lady did for her father, and it worked. 13,393 cards, 2,265 in one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his 45-year-old daughter, Charlene Fletcher, when she got involved, she was the one that took this to social media to see if just random strangers would start adding into it.
Yep, kind of cool, huh? Just that. That's it. That's the holiday season. So there's another big eruption. The Fuego volcano has erupted in Guatemala. It's been doing so for a day or two. Ash everywhere, lava everywhere, sky full of all this stuff that keeps coming out of the volcano. There are a number of volcanoes that are erupting around the globe. What do you suppose that means? Why are there so many volcanoes at this point in time? Some of the lava, by the way.
Is this usual, or is this just the bigger ones that we're being notified about a little bit more?
What? I mean, we're being told. Do we know about the smaller ones? That's a good question. Yeah.
Like when you ask, when you think, how many active volcanoes, and I shouldn't even say active, but actively erupting volcanoes are there on planet Earth right now that we don't even really know about?
Yeah.
The the ones that are like, they've been erupting for, they're the slow erupt. It's not really the spewing the ash out, but it's the slow moving lava that maybe they've been going for years.
Yeah. Yeah. There is. That's right. Those things happen. All of this stuff up in the air are 1,600 feet. The crater is huge, apparently. And so the eruption phase, as you're suggesting, is something the Guatemalan Institute of Volcanology says that the eruption is mostly effusive compared to incandescent pulses from the source of the lava. Now, your guess is as good as mine as to what that means, but that's what they said. Near the city of Antigua, that's a big holiday spot down there in Guatemala. The mountain's 12,000 feet tall, one of the most active volcanoes. It's erupted a number of times in the last few years. This is, from my point of view of having studied the planet, remember, there are plates. The planet, you ever see this silly movie, The Core, with what's the name?
I know which one you're talking about, but I haven't seen it.
Had a good bunch of actors in it. Hilary Swank was the star, but there were a number of people that you know. Anyway, it presents in a corny way what the Earth is made of. And there was supposedly, according to the story, some problem with the core of the Earth being able to continue to turn. Thus, if it stands still, then it will explode, and the Earth would explode with it. So, now, understanding that the molten lava at the center of the Earth is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit, that's number one, and as the plate, it's continued bubbles, I mean, it's all, imagine, if you, just trying to come up with an example of something where there is heat, where you put a lot of compression on something and it becomes warm, well, imagine going down into the core 10, 12,000 miles down, into the core of the Earth, and all planets are like this, where, you know, this planet started that way, and then all the planets start this way, and then because of the gases and things that come together, whatever the combination was that made it right for it to harden and crystallize and add layers and layers and layers, to become what we have today. But it's constantly changing. The planet constantly changes. And with it, the plates that are on sort of the top of the world, if you will, they are moving. That's why if you look at a rendering of what the planet looked like a couple of billion years ago, what is Africa and the African continent and South America are one. So over the course of billions, hundreds of millions of years, the planet has moved enough to separate South America from Africa. It's about, I think, 1,400 miles. The clearest point, the closest point is 1,500 miles. And so imagine that moving. We're moving just a little at a time. And with that, it becomes the ability, as the plates move, for the lava to move out, to blow up, if you will, finds a hole, and it seeks hole. Well, it doesn't seek it, but it's there. It's like the pressure of a bottle of soda pop or a bottle of beer or something. You know, if you shake it up and you take the bottle off, the champagne, same thing. It blows up, right? Just boom.
Pops the top.
And that's kind of what is going on here with this. That analogy made sense.
Oh, no, it did. And I asked the Googlebot some of the things about the volcanoes that we were talking. It says as of late October, there were 47 volcanoes continuing eruption status.
Uh-huh.
There are about 130 or so active volcanoes. And according to the Global Volcanism Program, they do not see any evidence that volcanic activity is actually increasing.
Oh. Hunga bunga.
So it makes you wonder, is it just that this is actually being reported on a little bit more?
Yep. Volcanoes can be very destructive, especially if there are communities built around. But if it's been a quiet volcano, and then, you know, for 100 years, that's bound to be a place for people because it's always on the water. And people love to build houses on the water. And so as they do, bingo.
Well, look at Diamond Head. There are buildings actually inside that flat portion of the volcano. But I think that one is considered a dead volcano.
Yeah. All right. Let's fix... we can't fix that problem. We can fix car problems. So if you have them, you don't know where to go with your car problem, how about if your car breaks down and you're in the middle of nowhere, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts shop referral program, take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. You can call any O'Reilly location, or you can go on to O'ReillyAuto.com, click Find a Repair Shop, and find a reputable repair facility or a service center as close as you can so you can get your repairs taken care of when the hook comes. You tell them, go there, because O'Reilly said so. Oh, O'Reilly, 18 after the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday has found its way to us, and we have found its way to it, if you will. We're happy to have Jay Kirshner along doing a multitude of jobs, a number of things that she watches during the course of the program, including what's trending on social media. So the fate of Betty White's home. This is kind of interesting. The fact that it is no more, and there's a reason for that. The reason coming up right after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. Okay, so this is very La La Land. This is very Hollywood. This is what's going on in the neighborhoods.
It's so
this
sad.
Is Brentwood, where people buy homes and they tear them down. So Betty White's been dead almost a year. In April of last year, the folks who were, this was this person who put it up was her assistant.
Mm-hmm. However, they listed the property.
Yeah, right. Yep. So it sold for $10.67 million. It was built in 1952. It was one of those, they call them craftsmen out there, craftsman homes. 5 bedrooms. She lived there with her husband, Alan Ludden. She and he had a great, by all accounts, it was a fabulous wedding. They loved each other. And he died very prematurely of some weird cancer. At any rate, so the property has been sold, and it was marketed as a teardown. The charming property, as I'm looking at the listing, sold for land value. So the buyers had an opportunity constructing to build a new house on the lot, and that's what they did. The house was like 3,000 square foot. That's kind of small.
What do you think about that? It was sold as land value, still over $10 million.
Right, it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they're
so sad. She lived there since 1968 when she bought it. So
well, as people say to people who develop land that object to what it's being used for, you had the opportunity to buy it, so you didn't, and I did. So this is what I'm going to do with it. And out there, land values, as we are indicating here, these developers are bloodthirsty. Occurs, and there's a market for it, so that's capitalism. Well,
and
the way it goes.
People buy air. They like buy air rights or whatever so that they have a view of the ocean.
But
nobody can build within their view because they own not the land, but that air.
Yes, right. So anyway, it's very interesting to see how they had an in-ground pool. Everything's gone. Somebody bought it in Carmel, and then they sold it. And so, bye-bye Betty White's house. I guess that's how you encapsulate that. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as the personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Steven, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
FTX cryptocurrency founder Sam Bankman-Fried was to testify before lawmakers in Congress today, but instead was arrested in the Bahamas Monday and now faces extradition. In the past 9 months, Jerome Powell has raised interest rates at the fastest pace of any Federal Reserve chair since the 1980s. The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year. The government will partially shut down starting Saturday if Congress doesn't act to extend funding. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York.
Later this week, members should be prepared to take quick action on a CR, a one-week CR, so we can give appropriators more time to finish a full funding bill before the holidays. I'm optimistic we could take action on a CR rather quickly and avoid the shutdown that neither side wants, and that is a one-week CR.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
At Simply Safe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. That's why you get live 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day, because every home deserves to be protected. Right now, get 40% off the whole home security system named the best of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to save big today. Advanced Home Security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to do jolly,
fa la 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 la.
Gone without gay apparel, fa la 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 la.
The ancient Yuletide carol, fa la la la.
I always thought that I didn't understand, because when I first heard this song, I was a young doobie and trolls were bad, and so I heard that word. I thought this was a bad song because there were trolls in the song. Hunga bunga. All right, 34, almost 35 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Working our way back to you. 13th of the month is some, we would consider this to be good news. Archaeologists, there's been so much archaeological news. Or maybe it's like you were saying before, Jay, we just don't pay attention to a lot of things because we're so swamped with all of the things that have to do with Trump's lawsuit or the latest ridiculous statement from Marjorie Taylor Greene that that sucks all the air out of the room. But there are things that are happening. For example, this necklace was found at a burial site in England, and it's 1,300 years old. Belonged apparently to a very devout, wealthy, medieval woman. The Museum of London Archaeology this morning revealing this discovery, known as the Harpole treasure. The leader of the dig is Levant Vince Balazs. Know how that's important to the story. Anyway, they were searching for rubbish, a rubbish pit, when he spotted teeth sticking out of the ground. And then a couple of gold items appeared out of the earth. He recalled what he encountered wasn't trash at all, but rather a significant early medieval female burial.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one that's been discovered, apparently, in England. Lots of different artifacts. So we were talking about this, I think, with Stonehenge last week, right? The things that you can find all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It's not like these things are pristine and shiny. Like,
no.
You have to pay attention and look.
Right. Yeah, right. So anyway, this was from a necklace, they say. And let's see, apparently 630 to 670 A.D. is when these were fashionable. And who knows how they figured that out. But at any rate, it's really kind of to describe it, if they had a picture, we could post it on our social media. A lot of semi-precious stones, glass pendants, old Roman coins. This is large rectangular pendant with garnets and gold also. So gold was valuable even then, right? Lots of necklaces, the discoverer said, with similar pendants have been found in female burials going back to this time. But this is the only one that has a variety of pendants, the only one that they found so far. They found one up in Northamptonshire back in 1876, another necklace sort of like this. That's in the British Museum as well. I think that's a fascinating place. Much time as I spent in England, I never went to the British Museum. I'd like to do that. Anyway,
yeah, would be fun. That would be a good. I feel like that would be a really good one.
Anything like this. So we have a Smithsonian is sort of like this, but it covers from earliest times, earliest discoveries, all the way to pretty much contemporary things at the Smithsonian. The only thing that was left of this woman were her teeth. Usually, sometimes the decomposed skeletons have some bones to them. Teeth, by the way, are the hardest bones in your body. You know that? Yeah. Your teeth, if they're your teeth, they are bones. And they're the hardest. And when you think about it, here I am. I'm going to go off on my toot about how amazing Mother Nature is and whatever the godlike, however you want to attribute the supreme being, whatever you call it. Think about the design of our bodies. It's just one more thing. How, when you're a youngster, my grandson Miles is going through this now, you lose your teeth. We all went through this. Baby teeth.
Mm-hmm.
For about 4 or 5 years, they stay and then they come out. And then new ones come in. Just as a matter of course, as your body grows. And it's, I mean, when you think about things, we break down the body and the process that it goes through. It is amazing what it is that our bodies are all about. It really is. And if you didn't know that your teeth were the hardest bones in your body, now you do. All right? It's hard, you know, when you break your arm, it's okay. It's how your bones are hard, but sometimes they get brittle as you get older. Your teeth don't necessarily. Sometimes they get infected and impacted. If you don't take care of your gums and your teeth, then it can lead to lots of other things because the entryway into your body, obviously, is your mouth. For the most part, although the pores on your skin are the entryway also for lots of things. But in terms of your teeth and your gums, if you have bad ones, you're going to have bad health. You've got to take care of your teeth. All right, I'm off on a tooth
tonight. Hasn't Dr. Jack discussed that too, where a lot of times a dentist can tell if you have underlying issues before you're natural just by looking in your mouth and
correct
what's happening?
Yep, exactly. All right, for those of you who are Trumpers, Trumpsters or Trumpers? Should we call them Trumpsters or Trumpers? The Trumpers.
They both sound good.
Trumps.
Magagas.
Yeah, okay. Magaga. Yeah, right. I like that one. A judge yesterday tossed out a lawsuit, so now there's no more special master review of Mar-a-Lago, the documents that were taken. Judge dismissing the Trump lawsuit. The suit sought a special master to review the documents that were seized in Mar-a-Lago, after an appeals court ruled the review was not necessary. So what does this mean is the question. All of these things, so many different rulings, so many different judges and judgments. So this particular trial, quote-unquote, will end the document review. That was ordered after the FBI in August took down all those classified documents from Mar-a-Lago. It all started when the judge, Eileen Cannon, ordered the special master to review, to potentially remove from any criminal investigation any of the 11,000 documents from the investigation that were personal or fell under executive privilege. So the DOJ said, the Department of Justice said the review wasn't needed, and the court agreed. The Justice Department appealed, calling the review unwarranted. This is very confusing. This is like so many different. So is this good for Trump or bad for Trump? I guess that's the question. Trump was trying to stop it. It looks like, I mean, if you look at all of the things that are approaching Trump when it comes to legal stuff, I don't know how this guy gets anything else done with all the lawsuits against him. There are dozens of them, and all these classified records that were part of the criminal investigation into whether or not he violated the Espionage Act or he committed obstruction of justice. So the review goes on this week. Trump hasn't actually been charged himself with anything, but just it's the murky water around. And some of it is political. Some of it is, you know, just because Trump, according to some, is a sleazy business developer. And, he's done a lot of you talk to building contractors who work in and around New York. They all dislike him immensely because he either wouldn't pay or didn't pay whatever the full bill was, you know, that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, developers have that reputation, some of them. But he doesn't hide behind much of anything. It would seem he's just kind of out there. He's a certain amount of Teflon. I don't know. There's something.
He is who he is.
Yeah. I mean, sooner or later, you'd think some of this stuff would stick. Okay. So as long as we're here, might as well spend a little time on Marjorie Taylor Greene's recent comments about the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. A lot of noise, which you would expect, I guess, a slapback from the White House and other people who think, I mean, the woman is a nutbird. The only reason I'm paying attention to this is because it has created so much hoopla. And so, but this is nothing new for this woman. She's a crackpot. She was talking this weekend, if you're wondering what this is all about, she was at the New York Young Republican Club, and she referenced allegations that she'd been involved in the planning of the assault. She should be so lucky. This is a great way to call attention. Look at me. Here I am. It's me, 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 me. Mm-hmm. I'm right here. Me, me. Look at me.
She's in office.
All right. She said, quote, "I'll tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I organized it, we would have won." And then the audience cheers and applauds. What are you talking about? You think this was good? The idea of having a protest is fabulous. But the violence attached with it, the carnage that was attached to it, it's ridiculous for, anyway. So you can imagine some Republicans, a lot of Democrats saying that this is ridiculous, goes against our value. Why do we even, just ignore her? The news media doesn't ignore her because she's copy and she gets people to work up. The whole business, the idea of her having credibility. She has credibility with the people who are hardcore Republican rats. I guess maybe that's the way I would put it. That's my phraseology, nobody else's.
But again, she has enough of a following that she's been voted into office. She has a position.
Yeah, right. And she makes enough noise so that people like McCarthy, the new Speaker of the House, has to pay attention to her in order to get her support or her vote. Anyway, they certainly aren't putting their best foot forward or best face forward with her She's the face of the GOP. Look forward to them losing more elections. I think that's kind of the bottom line. And most of the Republicans who are there know that. Now, is there a place for her or something, somebody like her? Yeah, of course there is. There's a place for whoever gets elected, as you're suggesting. But how is she serving her constituents? I guess that would be the question that I'd like. How is all of this hoopla serving her constituents?
Well, it's already been, what, 2021? She was removed from all of her committee roles.
Yep, yeah. Okay, workforce constantly evolving around the country. Simultaneously, skills gaps are widening. However, there are ways professionals can future-proof themselves to stay competitive in the event that you have job changes that are part of the job market. Here's Hakeem Mitchell with an interesting overview.
As the way we work evolves, our skills must also adapt. And with rumblings of a looming recession, talent gaps will not fix themselves. Sierra Hampton Simmons, Vice President of Product for Project Management Institute, has more.
Professionals need to be empowered to revamp their skills to demonstrate short and long-term value, especially with the workforce poised to experience significant skill gaps in project management, problem solving, coding, and change management.
PMI has skill-building offerings that address a variety of skill gaps and ensure you or your workforce is ready to effectively manage, support, and enact efficient business change.
PMI's Project Management Professional Certification, along with our Wicked Problem Solving, Citizen Developer, and Organizational Transformation trainings, can help improve your ability to meet future challenges head-on. We work with you to determine what's most impactful for your goals.
Learn more at PMI.org.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big scary tree branch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The today of everything is what we celebrate here, including farm food and family items. So you'll be happy to know, if you like cocoa like I do, that today is officially National Cocoa Day, celebrated the 13th of December every year. Hot chocolate, typically made with cocoa powder, milk, sugar. Some call it hot chocolate. That's what I call it. The hot chocolate and cocoa. So hot chocolate, apparently, according to those who are closer to this than I am, made with ground-up chocolate instead of, it had a little cocoa butter in it, instead of coming from cocoa powder. And so, I don't know, is that like slicing hairs? But
I think it might kind of be like people who look at coffee, like fresh brew from the beans yourself versus instant.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So if you look back over the history of chocolate, first origins of cocoa back 5,000 years, a lot of archaeological stuff. We seem to be an archaeological program from time to time, don't we? Studying the past. So some of these people say we can go back that far, if not farther. The chocolate back then was a lot different than what we have now, to be sure, because they didn't have sugar around then like we do now. The chocolate or cocoa was flavored with vanilla or chili, and it was served all year long, popular during a period down in Colombia. The Colombians, I think that was where, I mean, it found its way to Europe, but didn't it start in either Central America or South America? I think the cocoa beans. And that's where a lot of them, most of them are grown, I think, now, matter of fact. So then when somebody came along in the 1820s and put milk chocolate into the cocoa, or the vice versa. Anyway, I think
that we all can enjoy, especially when it's cold like it is where I am right now, hot chocolate. I love a cup of hot chocolate. Sometimes I have it when I go to a restaurant, even if I can find it on the menu. In 1824, Cadbury, founded by John Cadbury in Birmingham, England, he sells tea, coffee, and he sold his customers a chocolate that you could drink. All right? Let's see here. In 1947, the protests, chocolate candy bars and that sort of thing, the increase in the cost of chocolate. If you bought a candy bar after World War II, it cost you 3 cents. Okay. How much the candy bar cost? Now, I'm thinking about Three Musketeers, like $1.20, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's just thing. Under two.
Yeah, is it? Yeah.
And maybe the king size is like $2.25.
Uh-huh. All right, so there's a little bit about the beginnings of hot chocolate, hot cocoa. Here's the recall of the day here from the Farm Food and Family Connection on the Good Day program. Here's baby infant formula again with bacteria again. This is not the same. I thought there was only one producer of this, but apparently there are a couple now of folks making infant formula. So this company has recalled the entire run of its product because of cross-contamination with dangerous bacteria. It involves ByHeart's Whole Nutrition Infant Formula. Recall initiated after a sample conducted by a third-party packager tested positive for some kind of bacteria that you and I could never pronounce.
It can lead to meningitis and sepsis. Like, it's nasty.
Right, nasty stuff. Yep. Meningitis inflames your brain and cooks it, pretty much. Your spine, too. So, at any rate, if you have anything like this, I think if there's a question about it, this company, ByHeart, is not as a think of the radio company, iHeart. There are all kinds of packages that they've produced in several different locations. If you've got it, just bring it back to the store. That's it. Don't, for any reason, use this stuff. Period. End of story. There should be suits against companies. This is just sloppy. That's all. This kind of a problem is sloppy. Bad management, poor process, it's sloppy. Okay, here's from the Olive Garden, the latest. A manager of an Olive Garden who gave workers an ultimatum over their employment is now out of a job himself. The Olive Garden in Overland, Kansas, a spokesman for the company confirmed the manager penned a note saying, if your dog died, prove it to us.
Bring it in. Yeah.
Yeah, bring it in. Otherwise, you're fired. Well, pal, you're fired. End of the walk for him at Olive Garden. 59 passed on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.